Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome. It is Bauerle on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. And yeah, you know, I have spent a lot of time over the weekend thinking about how we, the people, can stand up for ourselves. Because, look, no big shock. I am pro-street cop, okay? I am pro-police all the way. Now, the bad cops, the Derek Chauvins of the world, absolutely not. They need to be thrown out on their arses. Absolutely agree with that sentiment, all right? But the cops on the street, I'm telling you, they are... That is a profession that is so incredibly difficult right now. It's always been difficult, but it's even more so right now. But here's what you learn when you look back at relatively recent history. Unfortunately, when government pushes too far, unfortunately, my friends, my pals, my buds, the street cops and the troopers, they are the ones who have to enforce the will of the state. Further, unfortunately, what works when challenging government? BLM worked fine. BLM, the governments in charge of states and municipalities wouldn't go anywhere near Black Lives Matter, okay? They wanted nothing to do with it because they were intimidated by Black Lives Matter. Why were they intimidated? Because everything they did was on video and everybody went viral. You look at somebody cross-eyed as a cop, you go viral. That's what you parents need to start doing on this mask issue. You record, you make things go viral. Then you look at what the Seneca Nations of Indians did when New York State started screwing around with the Senecas. The Senecas, look, they are a very proud and very tough people. And I love, okay, and here's where I go a little bit schizo. Not technically not schizo, it's, just follow me through here. I respect the Senecas standing up when they did all those years ago and burning those tires and mixing it up and saying, oh, no, you don't. This land is our land. At the same time, I feel horrible for my buddies in the state police who had to leave the job because they were injured on the job. But this is what happens when you have an out-of-control government, a totally out-of-control government, and people who are pushed to the limit who say, enough is enough. And I'm arguing when Cuomo comes in and he tells the pioneer schools that have been mask optional, you have to wear the masks or I'm going to cut your funding. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a bridge too far. There's no medical reason for it. None at all. And don't take my word for it. Dr. Jane Orient, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, she agrees with everything I've said about COVID, she would agree with. And she's a doctor, all right? A medical doctor. And she's courageous enough to speak her mind. And unfortunately, folks, like any profession, the medical world has a political aspect to it. And a lot of these doctors, if they don't spout the company line, they don't have a job. If they don't spout the company line, they're eccentric. They're erratic. They can't be counted upon. And I will tell you that the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons has been, you go back, you compare what they wrote to what the CDC was writing at the same time during COVID. I'll take the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons over CDC any day of the week. CDC has no credibility with me, all right? Andrew Cuomo has no credibility with me. And I think the man is a monster. Any man who would look at a district like Pioneer or any other district and say, hey, you have to wear a mask. We're going to follow the science, but you have to wear a mask. Those two statements are not compatible one with the other. All right, friends, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I had a great Father's Day. And again, I do want to put a shout out I think it sucks that my buddies who are cops are put in positions where they have to enforce these ridiculous mandates and laws of New York State. And I'm so torn, but I'm always going to come down on the side of liberty and of the American way. And I feel like we have awakened, and it's East Germany, where we've got a governor telling a school district like Pioneer, your kid has to wear a mask. How dare you? Or we're going to pull your funding. But and ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, it's not Andrew Cuomo's money. It's our money that they have taxed from us. It's not Andrew Cuomo's millions of dollars, like what he got for his book about how to be so successful as a governor in crisis while tens of thousands of people are dying in nursing homes because of your policies. Not like that. It's our money. All right, 18 minutes after 3. Does anybody, this is the quote that somebody brought up in the preceding hour of the program from Andrew Cuomo. This goes back a while. And ladies and gentlemen, this, if you are not on the left, okay, if you, this is a clarion call to anybody paying attention that if you are not on the left in New York State, you're not welcome here. This is the governor of New York. You know, and again, this is a guy who bitched about Donald Trump being divisive or divisive, depending on what mood you're in. Andrew Cuomo.
Their problem is not me and the Democrats. Their problem is themselves. Who are they? Are they these extreme conservatives who are right to life, a pro-assault weapon, anti-gay? Is that who they are? Because if that's who they are, and if they are the extreme conservatives, they have no place in the state of New York.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, let's pretend Donald Trump's voice was saying that, and he was in the reverse world of what Andrew Cuomo is. The heat Donald Trump would have taken for that kind of hateful speech about a significant portion of his population, the heat would have been blistering, absolutely blistering. All right, joining us right now on News Radio 930 WBEN is my friend, your friend, a woman who has lived under tyranny. And that's just when she was at my house. Now, she has lived in literal tyranny. She has seen how tyrants operate. And she has seen how badly governments can trample and, yes, even kill people. We have Amina Malonic. And Amina, do you want to run through your bio?
Sure. So right now I am an adjunct fellow at the Center for American Greatness. And I've been writing for a while now, so people can find my regular columns in American Greatness. I write a weekly column there, and I also write a weekly column on film in Splice Today, and you can also find my work in Law and Liberty, Claremont Review of Books, LA Review of Books, and many other places. So,
well, you forgot the most important part of your life.
What is the most important?
As a regular guest on the Bowerly Show on News Radio 930 WBEN, as a charming wife of a wonderful man and a wonderful mother of a little boy.
Now you're just shaming. being mean.
No, yes, I'm bio-shaming you. I believe we've just come up with a new shame. Do you feel, do you need a safe spot right now?
I think so. It's just post-traumatic, really.
All right. Amina, I'm wrestling with something here because I know what works when you are fighting government. We've seen what works. Black Lives Matter showed us what works when you want change, okay? It's not pretty, but it does get the job done. The Senecas showed us how to fight New York State specifically. Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence. That whole document, for those who've never read it, is basically, hey, we are out of here. We're out of the Commonwealth of Great Britain. Here's why we're out. Because of this, 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 and this. They're screwing us five ways to Sunday, so we're gone. And here's our signature. We're going to pledge our sacred lives, our freedom, and our fortunes for a new nation. So what is the moral way to fight a tyrannical government like Andrew Cuomo coming in and telling pioneer schools, kids have to wear masks?
You really have to resist this. And I think what I'm finding constantly just bizarre since the beginning of this, especially right now, is the fact that many people are thinking, oh, it's really not that bad. It's okay. No, I don't think you can really give these people any leeway, not, you know, the leaders, Cuomo, et cetera, to make such demands. At this point, it just makes no sense. It makes zero sense to do this, especially for kids. And, you know, I'm wondering also whether with people, whether it has to do, whether this disorientation has to do simply with the fact that throughout the whole year, more than a year now, it has been ingrained that masks are needed, they're necessary. And I'm telling you, I have spoken with many friends and family in various European countries, and when I tell them that children, small children, are required to wear masks, they're speechless. They don't understand how can you put children through such, trauma? I think it really is. It's so disorienting. It's so psychologically disorienting, and I'm just wondering where this is all going.
It's not going to a good place because I see in front of me a slowly metastasizing tyranny, especially in New York State. I mean, you look at places like Florida or Texas or some other states, most other states, actually, and that's more like the United States of America. But when I consider Amina, I mean, you are a proud American. Your life story is greatly inspiring to me, and I think a lot of people who have listened. Your family experienced real genocide against Muslims in Bosnia. You have seen the worst that government or people who are politically charged can do to other human beings. And we have a situation now where we have a person who has lawfully elected power, okay, as governor of New York State, but then he's also got the powers the legislature basically gave up on, and he is making irrational, non-scientifically based demands of a district that wants its kids not to be masked up all the time.
Right, and he is depersonalizing, you know, essentially these acts, not just from him, but from anybody who is, you know, similar to what Cuomo is doing. They are essentially depersonalizing everybody. And to dehumanize and depersonalize, it means that very slowly they're trying to tell you that you don't have a voice. Not only do you not have a voice then as a citizen, but you don't have a voice as a human being. And so I think that people are caught in this strange state. Well, how about this? People who are acquiescing, I think they're just sleeping through the whole thing. I don't think they're questioning any authority. But people who are questioning the authority, I think, are caught in this in-between state of, can this really get bad? What do we do? I know we have to resist this, but how do we resist it? And so it becomes this kind of a contradiction because none of this is actually supposed to be happening in America, right? So that's the further disorientation, you know, that's going on here. But I really do think that you have to keep pushing back, because if you don't, you know, you can't just sit back and say, well, it doesn't really matter. You know, it's gonna get better. Maybe they'll stop. I've said this before, you know, that I think a lot of this has to do with appearances, with the way they're trying to disorient and scare people with something that may not be true. But in this case, actually, to go back on a lifting of the mandate for no reason whatsoever, am I to assume here that all the schools are now receiving this?
The difference is that Pioneer actually stood up and said, we're going to be mask optional. And then the governor found out about it and flipped his, you know. Hold on, Amina. Amina Milonic, PhD. She is the intellectual love of my life. I love this woman's brain. I've loved it since the first time she emailed me. And then as she was wrapping up her PhD, and now we get her on as a regular guest on this program. And I love sharing her with you. She's just, she's so dynamic and she's so inspirational, folks. This woman came to this country with nothing, nothing. And she is its biggest advocate. And, you know, a lot of these people who all they do is talk about how evil and wretched and horrible America is. And I should listen to Macy Gray, who's worth about $25 million, bitching that the flag is wrong. I'm sorry, $25 million net worth, oppress me. Seriously, it's ridiculous. And Amina knows what this country is all about because she didn't have it. And she came here and she's got it. And she's a great, truly is a great American. And we're going to continue with Amina Milonic next on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, Billy Joel. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. I want to apologize to my buddies in High Horse, Eli, Dan, Chuck, and everybody in High Horse, Sandy. I was tied up with Father's Day, and it was the best Father's Day I've ever had. And I wanted to get out to Kodiak Jacks to see you guys play, but I ran out of time, so I was unable to do it. But I'm sure it was a great performance. And if you're listening to the show, maybe you're a new listener, I try to help out the local music scene as much as I can. I like getting up on stage and playing what little I can with really talented musicians. And I also like to support the local restaurant community and the local bar community. It's a tough business. It's a very, very difficult business. But, you know, we've got some great musicians here in Western New York and some unbelievable restaurants here in Western New York. Excuse me. And Chuck Morrow, he's got a portfolio of restaurants, among them Sienna on Main Street in Snyder, actually. Very fine hospitality the other night. No, we paid. But server Claudia at Sienna is a treasure, an absolute delight. So anyway, it was a great Father's Day for your humble host. Hung out with my ex-wife, my kids, and my mom. And it was just so incredibly nice. It was very, very relaxing. And I mentioned my ex-wife, and we're going to do a show about how to rebound from the worst divorce ever and actually emerge on the other side with your former spouse on your side as a great friend. Because we went through a terrible divorce. It was awful. It was bitter, contentious, rancorous. And now we hang out and we're always at each other's family functions and everything. And there's a way to do it. And I know a lot of people would like to know our secret. And I think it's the F word. And the F word is forgiveness. And we're going to do a show with her about that. And she'll also be on regularly as a psychic medium astrologer on WBEN. I personally don't believe in astrology, but many of you do, and we'll get her on. Joining us right now, we have my intellectual giant. David Bellavia has Dr. Mark Epstein, and I've got Dr. Amina Malonic. And we're talking about this whole issue of masking and children and fighting back against government intrusion. And I want to remind you that coming up at 4 o'clock, if you are sick and tired of New York State masking our school children when there is no legitimate medical reason whatsoever to do so. If you can get over to the area of the Galleria, you'll see people forming. Well, yeah, they're going to be forming out of dust and asphalt. It will be a miracle. Look, little people. Now, people will be getting together to protest the whole mask issue in the Pioneer District. The Pioneer District, which is Yorkshire way. You ever take a drive on a Sunday and say, oh, we're in Yorkshire. How did we get to Great Britain? That's where that is. But I just want to share some information here. Buffalo General Medical Center, 2 COVID-19 inpatients as of today. Millard Fillmore Suburban, Oshai Children's Hospital, 0 positive COVID-19 inpatients. So what in the hell are we doing? Ordering our children to wear masks in school when, first of all, the pandemic is over, and secondly, the age group we're talking about is not high risk. I'm high risk, all right? My mother is high risk. These kids aren't high risk. There may be some exceptions. I mean, you got to use your common sense. I can't speak for 100% of the people, but this is not like the plague or smallpox where little kids are dropping dead right, left, and center. Little kids have a real... Every child I know who has had COVID, and I know quite a few through Billy and Courtney Bing, because their house is like party central for the kids in the neighborhood. They say, yeah, I had COVID. It was like having a cold for 2 or 3 days. I've heard that from everybody. And we are with Amina Malonic with American Greatness. And your phone calls at 803-0930, star 930, at 1-800-616-WBEN. The WBEN summer stimulus word this hour is mute. M as in Michael, U-T-E. Gee, Tom, could you ever be mute and just shut up and let Amina talk? Yes, actually, that would be the time we do that now. So, Amina, the issue here is, and we left off talking about this, is that Pioneer's superintendent, Halsey, said Pioneer is going to be mask optional. And then, without any medical foundation whatsoever, Governor Cuomo says, oh, You're going to dare defy me? I will withhold state funding, which, by the way, is our money the state has taken from us. And I also understand the Yorkshire Library was threatened with a loss of funding if they didn't go with, you must be masked all the time. Amina, this is the United States of America. Can you believe, as somebody who loves this country, who wanted to come to this country, what is happening in this state?
It's so strange, you know, and it's a strange strategy. It's a bizarre strategy that they're using. And I'm wondering whether there's a different kind of goal in mind here, you know, to first of all, to go back on when this mask mandate got lifted for kids. I saw kids getting on the bus without masks, and it was so beautiful. It was just great, and they were happier. Clearly, they were happier to be able to see each other. like normal human beings. And then to go back on it. So I'm wondering where the strategy is going, what kind of political or ideological issue this is. I mean, is this about vaccines, like you were saying, trying to get the kids to take the vaccines? Well, what makes you think that's going to work? To basically say, yes, I'm giving myself to the state, and it doesn't really matter what this vaccine contains or how does it have any effect on children or whatever. But I do think that we are, right now, it seems to me, what we have is a mixture of biology and politics. And this has been known in academic circles as biopolitics. And it is this idea that the political takes over the organic, right, the organism and the biology of the body, which means then that the body, human body, is then denied any humanity. And so I'm just, from that kind of perspective, from that sort of intellectual perspective, I'm wondering whether we are sensing or whether we are seeing a shift in society towards something far more dehumanizing and depersonalizing. And maybe we've been on that trajectory for a while because of technology. But I do think that we may be entering a different time or a different age or maybe a different epoch. I don't want to sound dramatic. That's not really what I'm trying to do here. But I do wonder, you know, where exactly this path will be leading. And when I say this, I don't mean it in any sort of doom and gloom way. I'm just, this could also be hopeful. This could also be the destruction of the ideology.
I don't know, Amina, because I've been, and we're going to take some phone calls for Amina Milonic, PhD, 803-0930 is the Buffalo, New York number, 803-0930. *930 is free on the cell phone. And then the toll-free number, Amina has a lot of fans, and if you're listening elsewhere in the United States outside of Buffalo, New York, we have Amina, and you don't, but you've got her on the radio, which is good enough, kind of. The phone number is 1-800-616-WBEN, 1-800-616-WBEN. Amina Milonic writes for the Epoch Times, adjunct fellow with American Greatness, et cetera, et cetera. What bothers me, Amina, is... You know, we are acquiescing. We are surrendering. And I thought that Americans, faced with a situation like we're being faced with in New York State, you know, we always used to joke about torches and pitchforks. And I believe that it's a torches and pitchfork moment. And nobody's doing anything. They're having a rally over by the Walden Galleria. That's it. And one of the things that we've learned, Amina, in the use of force in politics, look, I love my black brothers and sisters. They know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. I'm not a big fan of Black Lives Matter because of its Marxist ideology. I love the Seneca Nation. I'll tell you, what I like about BLM is the squeaky wheel got the grease. And I don't agree with their ideology, but they basically got the government to back off and to make changes. And the Senecas got the government of New York State many years ago to back off from its draconian policies in dealing with the Senecas. So, you know, there's this idea of the moral use of human force to show we are a free people and when to use it.
Right, exactly. And that's why I think this always has to be resisted. The problem here is that obviously you have a certain amount of people who are okay with acquiescing, who are completely okay with self-annihilation, perhaps, we could say, with giving up on the free will. So the fact that this is happening, I think that's the further or more of a disorientation for me than, or I wouldn't say disorientation. I'm not disoriented. I understand what's going on, and I wish more people would too. I think right now what I feel like we have to do is convince more people, more Americans, that the liberty is being taken away. The very cornerstone, the very foundation of this country is being taken away. And to make them realize, or to, I don't want to say make them, to help them understand and realize that there is really a lot at stake here.
Absolutely.
It's not just about me, let's say, or you. It's about our children. And see, I think of my son a lot. I think, how can I do, what can I do in my life to leave a better place for him? That's really my mission, in a way. And that's why we have to think about this on a larger level than just, you know, what may be going on a daily basis or whatever. So the question is then, how do we do this? I think there are ways to do it. I think that we have to remain vigilant and we have to remain living in reality. Every tyranny ends. That's one thing that people need to keep in mind. And I think that this is where we must have faith and hope that the mission that we're trying to do is not for nothing. So, but
interesting. The tyranny always ends. Amina, stick around with us. Amina Malonic is with us, and as you know, she's one of my favorite people in the world, and she's my big brain. David has Dr. Mark Epstein. I have Dr. Amina Malonic because I will openly admit I need a bigger brain than my own on this show. And I think next week Mr. Beamer is sitting in for me. I will be off next week vacationing along the French Riviera. Okay, actually, I'm going to be at home on my couch while my house is painted. Yay. Can feel the excitement building already. Amina Malonic is with us. Let's go to Bill in Eden, not the garden of, but close to it. Bill, you are on with Amina Malonic.
Tom, it's always an honor to be a caller to the Bowerly Hourly Odyssey, especially this hour with the meteoric Malonic as your guest, because you said her career is taking off, and I enjoy picking her big brain.
Well, I enjoy her philosophy with my mediocrity, perhaps Socrates.
And I don't think I was able to yet congratulate you, Tom, on being number 61 on your Talkers magazine. So you've gone from 75 to 63 to 61, so you're going in the right direction there.
Well, I just keep on greasing the right palms.
You know, something Amina said a few weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, is really still stuck with me. And she said, if I'm not mistaken, Amina, didn't you say that you felt freer at the refugee camp that you were at than you do currently, like, in the United States?
Yes, I did say that.
That's just such a striking thing to hear, and it's just an amazing thing to hear that.
You know, I really wasn't trying to be dramatic either. I mean, I never am. I really only speak the truth, and I try to remain living in reality. But the reason I think I felt freer in the refugee camp is because I was looking forward to something else, and in this case, that was the United States coming to America. And there was a level of certainty of actually, even though, you know, you never know what the future will bring. But I think right now what's going on is that they have taken away that sort of idea of certainty or the idea of planning or the idea of finding what your purpose in life is. They have taken that away from us right now. And I really hope that people understand that, because our responsibility as human beings, as in this life, that one life that we have, is to make a dent in this society, right? Is to make when I say a dent in society, I mean to leave the world a better place. And I think that they have taken away any possibility in our minds, taken away the possibility of figuring out what one's purpose in life might be. And that is pure evil. So this is why I said that.
Whoa.
Bring it up.
That's really deep.
I was thinking, Tom, about what the left does, and I put this together in what I call the tactics they practice, and I wanted to run it past Amina if she thinks that I'm on track or not. It seems like the things that they're trying to do are a bunch of these. There's the demoralization of society, the destabilization and polarization into tribalism. I call this the division decision, in order to move from concord to conquered, this whole divide and conquer kind of mentality. I think they also use things like the redefinition of reality, the masterful manipulation of people with overly emotional personalities, the projection of proclivities, the reduction with the goal of elimination of the middle class, the denial of guilt and the circling of the wagons when they get caught, And finally, the weaponization of law in order to punish the noncompliant. Do you think I'm on track? Or?
Wow. Hey, that's pretty damn brilliant.
It's very good. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Exactly. I think that this and everything is about this destabilization of the order of things. And that's really what I'm always trying to tell people, that this is what's going on here. And you're not over dramatizing, obviously. Tom isn't over dramatizing it. This is reality, what we're living right now. And I always say, love reality, right? And what I mean by that is that stay in it, understand what's going on here, and figure out a way to get out of it. So I completely agree with you. And honestly, it completely relates to a globalist ideology as well.
Wow.
In this destabilization of identity, erasing any differences among people, all of it fits together.
Okay, right now, I feel like it did when I was 5 years old, and I'm at the little kid table, and I'm just listening to the grown-ups talk. Bill, thanks very much. Great call.
Thank you. I'm honored and Rena saying that, so God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Amina, you going to hang out with us since I blabbed a lot by myself for the first part of this hour?
Sure, sure.
What are you doing for dinner tonight?
What was that?
What are you doing for dinner tonight?
You always ask me that. You put so much pressure on me. I don't know. Stuffed peppers?
Oh, that is cruel. Cruel and unusual. Stuffed peppers. I love stuffed peppers. All right, we're going to be back with Amina Malonic. And if you're just joining us, there's a protest by the Galleria. It's going to get underway in a couple of minutes. Folks, you got to stand up against Andrew Cuomo, who told Pioneer Schools, no, you must have your children wearing masks. You do not defy me or I will jerk your state funding. It's not his money. It's our money the state takes. Folks, we got to stand up. The time, look, folks, I always told you, I will let you know when it's time to stand up and be counted. And I'm telling you, it is time to stand up and be counted. It is time to read the Declaration of Independence and understand for what reasons it was written. When a train of abuses keeps coming and coming and coming and coming and coming, you've got to stand up and say, no mas, no more. And I'll tell you, Andrew Cuomo is out of control. There's no scientific rationale for this whatsoever at all. We'll continue with the much wiser than I, Amina Malonic, coming up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.